Of course, there are some legitimate questions about whether the citizen participation requirements truly create meaningful ways for a broad range of views to inform local policy. Sherry Arnstein's Ladder of Citizen Participation from 1967 is an often quoted article that outlines a hierarchy in which the lowest rungs of participation are processes that merely give the appearance of engagement. For example, a city holds a meeting to announce a plan, and those in attendance have no ability to affect its outcome. At the top of the ladder are those instances in which stakeholders are truly included in the planning and implementation process. Scholars and practitioners, by now, largely agree that involving concerned residents makes for better local policy. Often, those who are affected by plans or policies have a great deal of knowledge of the conditions on the ground that can help improve a program. And perhaps more cynically, policymakers that bring residents into the process early are less likely to see their projects derailed at a later point.